أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling of the Quran, and we've been looking at the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah that sort of follows up from what we looked at on obedience to the Prophet. And this is ayah 71 of Surah An-Nisa. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ خُذُوا is to take hold of something, to grasp something. So he says, hold on to حِذْرَكُمْ, which is caution. In other words, be on your alert all the time. Now historically, this is when the Muslims were in a state of war. There was conflict everywhere. And obedience, in essence, is tested most in times of difficulty. And here it's tested in the battlefield. See, historically, this was a military instruction. But to you and me, it is also an instruction at times when we're misunderstood. When the religion itself is misunderstood totally, the Quran is misunderstood. Now, what is the caution against? What am I going to be on alert against? There's lots of interpretations, but one of them is to be cautious of those who manifest hypocrisy, because they will change the way you and I think about obedience to the Prophet. So then what do we do? How do we manage to combat this? In war, Allah told them, فَانْفِرُوا ثُبَاتًا. Nafara is an offensive. See, the first part when he talked about hold on to caution was the defensive part. Here, it's go on the offensive. In other words, march forward, face to face to those who are attacking you. ثُبَاتًا, in small professional groups. Thubat is a military group which is very, very skilled. So in other words, when you want to be able to combat some difficulty, then make sure you go fully knowledgeable. وَانْفِرُوا جَمِيعًا, or go together all together. It's really phenomenal. Attack what's happening as a community. Now, I'm not talking about attacking verbally or attacking physically or anything like that. Solve the problem. Solve the problem by getting together in a professional group, people who know what they're talking about, and solve the problem together. Don't try and do this on your own. And be very, very cautious, he says, of those who, in essence, manifest hypocrisy. Something to think about in our times, especially in our times. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be of those who are with the truth. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ